Welcome to this online interview. Our special guest of honor today in Project Cargo Weekly is Ms. Tatiana Serova, the owner of Art Logistics Group. She is based currently in Hong Kong. First and foremost, Tatiana, very welcome to this interview.
Thanks for inviting me, Paul.
You're always welcome. I like the background, your view there. I can see you have skyscrapers all around you.
Yes. So, Hong Kong, you know.
Yes, of course. Right. Tell me, Tatiana, as you probably know, I always ask my interviewees to elaborate a little bit on their background. How come you got into logistics in the first place?
It's occasional, they would say, but it was a long time ago. I started in 1998 with Danzas Group in Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. And after some, let's say, long journey inside of big companies, we opened our Art Logistics Group in 2005. So we are more than 17 years on the market already.
Okay, fantastic. So basically you have a background, you are a native of Kazakhstan, and you started back then in what was before called Danzas, then DHL, and now you own your own company called Art Logistics Group, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Where do you have your offices around the world? I know for a fact that you are very clever and specialized in railway transportation. So where do you have your current offices located?
We have now 8 offices, including our joint venture in China, office in Hong Kong, Mongolia, Russia, of course, Kazakhstan, one of our key offices. We have our own office in Lithuania, Germany, Switzerland.
Okay. That's very interesting. Yeah, of course, everybody has looked at an alternative to the sea route, so to speak, because now all the ships are fully booked, the rates are crazy. So I suppose railway transportation has become more and more popular now. How do you view moving cargo by rail? Does it work? And how well does it work? And what kind of routes do you offer?
I know, but I think here we have to split, let's say, routes and direction. If you're talking about CIS countries as a target area.
Yeah.
So from Europe, there is no problem to use rail. And this is one of the most interesting service comparing to some, especially for big cargo and heavy cargo. So because you don't need to obtain the road permit, and you can just use special loading scheme, and you can just optimize price and transportation process for many things, in many cases. But if we're talking about connection between, let's say, China and Europe, or China and CIS countries like Russia and Central Asia, now railway service became quite, I would say, sensitive.
Okay.
If we're talking about container transportation, so this container shipments in frame of block trains from China to Russia, China to Europe, this is one story. And this is quite more or less stable service. And we cannot say anything very special here. It's a stable service. You can just properly organize it and move cargo. But even in this case, the block trains are now face quite big delay.
Okay.
Even in this regular route, scheduled service from China to Europe or China to Russia. The roads are very congested now. So, but this is quite stable still. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the container service from China to Central Asia, there is another story. And we, within the last 6 months, we faced quite big difficulties to move containers from China to Central Asia because of a lack of trains, congested borders, but and lack of railway plan. This is a key, question. What is the reason? Difficult to say how it can be solved. I think it's out of frame of understanding of freight forwarders, but anyhow, this is a reality. We see now some improvement within the last months. Hope it will be better now. So this is, container shipments story. But if we're talking about bulk shipment by rail, which was really our key speciality and key expertise from China to Russia or from China, Central Asia, China, Europe, now actually this service, rail service from China, it has been stopped within several months already.
I see. Okay.
So we cannot get wagon plan, we cannot get platforms, we cannot get permission to load cargo on rail in China.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also kind of out of understanding why. So this is a real situation. We just have to follow it up. That's why, you know, we became quite flexible. Now we have to use different routes. They have to use Far East Russian ports. We have to use truck and rail combination. We have to use just truck service. But this is okay, still workable for us.
So of course, this is what a project Freight for Water like yourself do. You find innovative solutions and you provide all systems for your customers. I mean, of course, with the ships being fully booked and now also spilling over to the rail, they're being fully booked, you of course have to think new ideas. So that means that you can, if a customer comes to you, you can solve the problem by combining railway and truck, for example, sea and rail and truck in order to get to the destination. But how everybody tells me that, oh, customs in Russia, that's terrible, and the cargo may be delayed at the border crossing. What kind of system do you have to ensure that, let's say, your cargo is not too much delayed?
No, you know, I think customs, actually, we don't see don't face customs a reason of delay in any case. So if all the documents are properly made and prepared, there is no big risks. Definitely, there is a random customs check or customs inspection, but this is a part of the process. So this is not a systematical problem, let's say.
Okay. And so you can say it's not like the old days in Russia, you know. You know, it's more.
You know, I'm not so old to remember old days in Russia. Sorry. No. Actually, we don't see any difficulties working in Russian customs.
Okay.
So this is, everything is quite transparent now, you know. And in our case, so we agree all the documents before crossing the border with the customs broker.
Right.
And with the client's broker. So this is several steps of control. And this is normally helps to prevent any risks.
Right.
In many cases.
Can you tell me, Russia is such a huge market for project cargoes, of course, also out of China. And I know you have a lot of experience in that field for several paper factories and whatnot and mining equipment from China. In Russia, the receivers in Russia, do they normally have their own customs broker that deals with, let's say, whoever the forwarder is? How does it work in Russia? Because I suppose they have special relationships there.
In 99.9%, the consignees, receivers in Russia, especially big companies, big production companies, or big trading companies, yes, they have own brokers. They have own customs department, and they actually quite too. They are well. They know very well how the system works. That's why it's quite easy to work with them, because everyone understands the regulation and we speak on the same language.
Yeah, so that means they have some power also locally, because of course Russian economy will be hurt if they don't get their products on time and so on, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it's kind of a stereotype that customs influence on the logistics at this very moment. So it causes delay. No, it don't.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, there is the system now, it works quite well, and we have cargo which arrived to the border just yesterday, and we have it already cleared within today, just one day. Okay. And this is equipment. It's a kind of not some simple cargo. It's equipment and a specific HS call, but it was our broker, not our, but customer's broker needed just one day to arrange all the clearance.
Okay.
Distance. This is a distance clearance.
Okay.
So this is, the system works quite pretty well, I would say.
Okay, that's good to hear, because myself included and many others who look at the, you know, we look at the map of Russia and Central Asia and we get scared just looking at it, you know. And I think that's the key. People get worried about once I let my cargo go through there, where's it going to end up? What about tracking the cargo? Let's say the cargo leaves Central China and it's going to someplace in Russia. Where is the cargo? Can you know where the cargo is at any given moment?
Yes.
Okay.
David.
Okay, David. I see. So you get tracing of the wagons from the railway authority and...
We are talking about tracking now, yes.
Yes.
Also from railway? Yes, for both tracking, trucks or railway, yes, we have daily updates or even permanent update in the system.
Okay.
So for trucks, we have updates on China territory. same as on Russian or on Kazakh, Uzbek territory, doesn't matter. So we have daily updates. This is quite normal. And most of the trucks, they are with GPS connected, so we don't even need to call to the driver. We can just trace them.
Okay. Of course, the trucking and tracking, it sounds almost the same. So trucking, you have GPS, and the railway wagons, you get tracking update from the railway operator.
Okay, if I'm talking about railway operator, talking about container shipping, there are online system which allow you to trace your container.
Okay.
And if I'm talking about wagon shipment, yes, there is also a system inside of China, local one, where you can trace your wagon. And for CIS countries, Russia, Central Asia, so you can trace it without any problem. You can just see updates as many times a day as you need.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. Now, one thing that comes to mind when I hear the name Art Logistics, the first thing I'm thinking about is, oh, you're sending Picasso's and Van Gogh paintings around the world. But for our listeners and viewers here, can you explain the name Art Logistics? How come you chose that name?
Actually, it's a simple choice, very simple logic. A rail truck. We didn't have much time to create a very, let's say, unique or specific name, so it was just built up from this world. But in addition to Van Gogh or Picasso, yes, we do. Our office in Russia actually is working with deliver a lot of art, and we are working with Tretiakov Gallery. We are working for some private clients. We are working for some museum, and we deliver some Sotheby's and some other auctions, products. So we just don't promote it too much, but yes, we are working with art pieces as well.
Wow, I'll take a look at my own art collection here at home in Stockholm. And
we should bring it, Bob. We can deliver it.
Yeah, I would say I only have copies of art to transport. You know, for how many years have you been in Hong Kong, Tatiana? Now
12 years already.
12 years already. Fantastic. And what is your headcount? If you say the whole group in Art Logistics, you have offices in Germany, in Baltic States, in Russia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, China, and Hong Kong, what is your office headcount? How many are you?
55,
60,
yeah.
Okay.
It has small teams in every location.
Yes, understand. Basically, do you do any sea freight whatsoever, or basically you are a railway specialist? I think
No, we don't focus just on railway, and this is not possible just to be focused on one product in our business now. We do quite a lot of sea freight now, also from China. Yes, we do some multimodal shipments. For instance, if you have shipment from South Africa to Kazakhstan, definitely have to use some combined service. Yeah. Or if you have shipment from Turkey to Russia for big cargo, or also for Central Asia, we definitely use different type of services. You know, we don't. I think now the situation in the logistics on the logistics market is you don't have to use just specific service. You have to find solution, and this solution can understand that you combine different services. You have to be able to combine them: different routes, different services, different providers. You have to be everywhere.
Yes, and I think you are certainly the company that fulfilled the role completely of a versatile project freight forwarder, because, as you know, perhaps from the shipping world, some of the big ship owners or shipping lines, they now want to be freight forwarders, and they want to say to the customer, oh, we can do it all. But I think they will not be able in the long run to compete with guys like you, because you are not. You can find any solution. You don't have to use a specific ship owner. You can take whatever is optimal for the shipment. And that's what a freight forwarder should do, right?
Yes, correct. And they are flexible.
Yeah.
And we, you know, with our background, with our many years on the market, as a company or as a persons, as a team members, I mean, as inside of Art Logistics. So we are quite, the world is open for us, you know. Yeah, we are worldwide connected. Professional.
Definitely, yeah. No, it's, I can say I only know your company with very good, very highly reputed references, and I hear only good words about you whenever I hear from railway transport in Central Asia and so on. So you know your business, and it comes from, of course, hard work. There's no free lunch in this world. You have to work for it and fight for it, and certainly you provide good solutions. How has, one of the final questions I have, how has this, shall we say, stupid COVID virus infected your business? How have you seen the change in the last 2 years?
The changes are, quite big, I would say dramatical, but every change is, as here in China, people say, every crisis has two sides.
Yeah.
Yes, danger and opportunity.
Yeah.
And so here it's better, it makes no sense just to sit and try.
No.
And yes, of course, when the Chinese-Kazakh border was closed, or the rates were extremely high, so we just turned our direction. We used to deliver cargo via Mongolia, or used to deliver cargo using Zabaykalsk road, even trucks plus wagons service to Europe also for general cargo. It was different options we discovered for us during this period of time. Now the borders are more or less relaxed, I would say.
Yeah.
And Kazakh border and Manchuria, Zabaykalsk still quite chaotic, I would say, but we can work already. But I think this situation gave us more, not opportunities, it just forced us to find new options for us.
Yeah.
And to do it now. As I mentioned, we have now sea freight for bulk cargo. We use it more than before. Mm-hmm. And it's quite successful.
Oh, yeah.
We have more project related to combined service with sea freight, railway, sea freight or trucks. So this is interesting. I think it's just new impulse.
Yeah. No, but it's, as we say, this crisis, shall we say, certainly has made some people very, very rich and other people very poor. And some people have learned a lot and so on. So, yeah, it's a good point that you learn something out of a crisis, too. But listen, Tatiana, I think you've replied most of the questions I had very clearly, as I expected from you, of course. And as I said before, knowing you from the past, being able to offer tailor-made solutions for anywhere in the CIS, Russia and Europe, Asia traffic, certainly you are worthwhile to contact if anyone out there is listening to my words here. So I want to say formally, Tatiana, many thanks for joining this interview.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another exclusive interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Ms. Tatiana Serova, the owner of Art Logistics Group worldwide. She is currently based in Hong Kong. Thank you very much for watching, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.